Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good friend Debbie Meyer back on the show. Debbie is one of the great inventors of our time. She's one of the great entrepreneurs of our time. She's a Renaissance woman. If I can figure out if she can play an instrument, a musical instrument, that would definitely make that happen. She is. Many of you see her on television talking about her green bags. And her green boxes, and her cake cutter, which is my favorite, which doubles as a pie cutter, and if I'm in a bind, a donut cutter, and she's our good friend, Debbie Meyer. Welcome back to the show.
Oh, it's always wonderful to be with you, Jim.
Good to have you back, as always.
Thank you.
So the bird that's under your blanket today is communicating, right?
Yeah.
Something's got you riled up about people not communicating what they want the right way and then creating a problem because of that.
Yes. In fact, the thing that was kind of the final straw was that I got an email the other day from someone who needed information very quickly. Mm-hmm. However, I could not understand from her email what information she needed.
Ah.
It took two more communications between us.
What was the problem?
She just was not stating what she needed clearly. She was using jargon. She was using abbreviations.
Oh.
And nothing clearly said, this is what I need from you.
Did you know this person?
She was actually a business associate.
Okay, so somebody you know.
Yes.
It wasn't like, yeah, wow.
It wasn't a stranger. But
yeah.
And finally, when we were face-to-face, I just said, you know, it took over an hour to finalize something that could have taken about 5 minutes.
Right.
So I really want to talk about, you know, people have it in their head. They know exactly what it is they're thinking about.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't let you know all the details when they want to express it to you. You know, communication is the way we exchange information
mm-hmm.
and feelings, and we give and collect information and influence people and make sense of the world and all that.
Right.
But if you don't do it clearly and concisely, and that doesn't mean you have to be stiff. You can still be very conversational.
Well, and part of the issue is not just using cryptic language like jargon mm-hmm. and things. Also, part of it is getting to the point.
Exactly.
You know, don't make your ask in the third paragraph. You know.
Absolutely, and the other thing is defining your terms. And this is something I learned a long, 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 long time ago. And, in fact, it was my husband who is a retired lawyer. Mm-hmm. He actually told me once about a story about a contract that was so long and so full of words that it was almost impossible to understand.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, when he saw another contract that was for the same thing, right at the beginning of the contract, it had a definition of terms.
Mm-hmm.
So throughout the document, they didn't have to keep referring to the party of the first
right,
part and
the
party
right.
of the second part. It was the party of the first part is so A. The party of the second part is B. So these terms were used throughout. And if you ever needed a definition, you went back to the first page and just looked. So you didn't have to keep in your head all these different things.
Right.
So you actually, it was very clear who was doing what to whom and for what purpose. So you need to be so clear that you can actually set it out in the beginning.
Why do you think people don't do that? What makes people? Why do they have a hard time? Is it because they're embarrassed to ask for this and they're trying to beat around the bush? They don't want to come to the point for fear it would be too abrupt or too aggressive and you know they what do you think makes them do that?
I think part of it is that people don't think they have the time.
Really?
You know, we're in a world of instant.
So I want you to give me some of your time, but I don't want to take the time to ask for it the right way.
Exactly.
Wow, that's pretty selfish.
I think this instant everything has taken away from some of, for lack of a better term, the civility of communication. Mm-hmm. When you get a one-word answer to something, you've taken the time to ask a very specific question and have you know, several points to it, and you get a one-word answer.
Well, I give you one-word answers all the time, Debbie. When you write me...
But I give you one word.
No, but I just, because folks, all I do is say, yes, ma'am, and we're done, you know. Well, that's two words. I guess that's two words. But yeah, I mean, I give you short answers. Yes, ma'am, whatever you want, ma'am. Hey, Debbie, I need the website, please.
It's debbiemeyer.com.
M-E-Y-E-R. Check it out, folks. And she and I will be right back after these messages. More to come from Debbie Meyer. Stay with us.
One for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe. You can do anything with that half of my blue suede shoe. But if you blue, blue, blue suede shoe, blue, blue, blue suede shoe.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.